Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I and my wife and our church family, we are rejoicing and glad in it. Everyone on this prayer line, I pray that the joy of the Lord is still your strength.
Yes.
Amen. Your latter days shall be greater.
Yes.
I decree and declare that over every life. Better is coming to you in the name of Jesus. He already determined your end at the beginning. So get excited.
Yes.
That God know the thoughts he think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. He said an expected end.
Yes.
And we know if God has plans for us, no one can be against us. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony Simmons here. Pastor Rebecca is here.
Yes.
You are here. And we are ready to pray. We are ready to praise God. We are ready to seek heaven in the name of Jesus. He said, ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and you will find.
Yes.
Knock and the door will be made open. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're asking God, as humbly as we can, amen, to bless us and to help us and to equip us to do his will in the earth realm, in the name of Jesus. I guess you can hear the excitement in my voice. I get excited, amen, as we come together because we're two or more gathered in his name. He said he'd be in the midst of us.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
So there are many places that we can go on Tuesday night where the presence of the Lord will not be there. But we know on this phone line right now, the Spirit of the living God is here with us and among us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory. I want to read a few verses of scripture from Acts chapter number 14. This is a text that God allowed me to minister from on Sunday. Acts chapter number 14, verse number 8. And it says, and there sat a certain man at Lystra. He was impotent in both of his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, and he never walked.
Mm-hmm.
The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Paul perceived that this man had faith to be healed. Then Paul said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped, and he began to walk. And when the people, watch the response of the people, and when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they call Barnabas Jupiter, and they call Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker, or the one doing the most talking. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before the city, brought oxen and garlands and other animals unto the gates. And they would have done sacrifices with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent and they tore their clothes and ran in among the people crying out. Just a few thoughts I want to share from what we just read. The first thing that jumps out at me is that Paul, as they went to minister in Lystra, notice that there was an impotent man who never walked. His parents never got to witness him taking his first baby steps. This is a grown man, fully grown, and he never walked.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor, I believe he asked for prayer. I believe that people tried to help him before. But Paul perceived that this man had the faith to walk. In other words, I am convinced that the word, the logos word, the written word of God, or a word, the rhema prophetic word of God, activates something in us or affirms something in us that's already there. This man had the faith that was already there lying dormant. The word says, God says to you and I, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. In other words, God put something in us before we came into the earth realm.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Ephesians chapter number 1, It said, I chose you and me before the foundation of the world. In other words, there's something in you and I, and as we heard the preacher, as somebody witnessed to us, as we heard the word of God, boom, something woke up in us. And the explosion ignited and went off. And that's what happened with this man. Paul said in a loud voice, get up. He leaped up and he began to walk. Paul spoke with authority, and this man responded to the word of God after hearing Paul preach. One of the things I love about my wife's conversion and her testimony, it was a New Year's Eve service very briefly, and she said something in her, she still can't put it into words, but something in her got her from the third balcony down to the altar, surrendering her life to God. It was always in there. But the word from the preacher that night ignited that thing, woke that thing up. She responded, and something activated in her that affirmed what God had already put there. And this is why we must pray. Because not just one word, but we got to keep hearing the word. Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing. That's why it's such a fight to get people to God's church. Because the devil knows if a person hears the word. The enemy knows if we can get them to the pastor, if we can get them to the preacher, if we can get them to the evangelist, if we can get them to the one who's going to witness the things of Jesus to them, boom, something's going to ignite and wake up in that person, and they're going to be on their way. But they're going to have to keep hearing that word and keep hearing that word, because as they try to move toward the things of God, here comes the enemy. Pastor, the second thing that jumps out at me with what I read is that sometimes man is always trying to give glory to man instead of giving glory to God. It said they wanted to call Paul Mercurius, call Barnabas Jupiter, because they were worshiping the false gods in that area. They had a worship called Jupiter, a whole sanctuary, a whole church worshiping the god of Jupiter, the god of Mercury, serving these false gods, and they wanted to glorify and make Paul and Barnabas gods. They said the gods have come down to us. And it's just innately in man to worship man or to come to that place where we have an understanding. And that's why we talked about Sunday, we need to have faith in the supernatural. God is a supernatural being. God said, I am a spirit. Those who worship me must worship me in spirit. God is a spirit. He's a supernatural being. And it takes a supernatural man to get with the things of God. They were going to sacrifice animals to Paul and Barnabas. And they ran in. They tore their clothes. They repented on behalf of these people and said, oh, no, wait. We're just a normal man like you. We're a human being. God worked through us. That's why you saw this miracle. And my final point is this. The assignment may be different. The appointment may be different. But the authority is the same. Oh, my God. Your assignment might be different from mine. Your appointment might be different from Pastor Rebecca, but we all have access to this authority through the power of the Holy Spirit to do signs, wonders, and miracles. We need faith in the supernatural.
My God.
We need to increase belief in the supernatural. After the Bible says Jesus on certain occasions took Peter, James, and John.
Peter, James, and John.
Because they had a certain appointment. They had a certain assignment. God is no respecter of persons. But guess what? Those three saw more than the other 12 for good reason. God chooses who he wants to choose in whatever capacity he wants to use them in. It's a danger when we compare ourselves to other people.
That's right. That's right.
Now we're feeling inferior. Now we're feeling less than. Yeah. No, stay in your lane. Know your assignment. Know your appointment. But you have the authority to lay hands on yourself and be healed. Lay hands on your children. They'll be healed. Speak the word to your family. Speak the word to that devil or dead demon trying to harass you. So let us pray. because God wants us to have faith in the supernatural. Paul and Barnabas rejected that. No, we're not gods. We're regular people. And they not seen what God do with people who try to take his glory. Mm-hmm. The devil said, I will be like the Most High God. I will be raised above the stars in the heaven. Mm-hmm. I.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like the spirit of Lucifer.
Mm-hmm. My God.
That's the spirit of Satan.
My God.
Those that stepped in the way of God's glory.
My God.
Father, humble us tonight.
Yes, Lord.
As we pray, we want to be on our assignment. We want to be in purpose. We want to fulfill the call of God that's on our lives. You said before you formed us in the womb, you ordained us. You called us. So, Lord, help us to recognize our purpose in you. Help us to know why we weren't miscarried in the womb, why our parents didn't abort us. Why are we here? Help us to recognize our assignment in the earth realm, our appointment. Glory be to God. Help us to recognize the authority as we speak the word, as we believe the word, as we minister and live the word. Help us to operate and function in the authority that you have given each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. The head cannot say to the arm, I have no need of you. The arm cannot say to the body, there is no need of you. The lesser parts of the body cannot say to the more important parts of the body, we have no use for you. The devil is a liar. We all play an important role in the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, help us to know that we are significant.
Yes.
Help everybody on this prayer line. I know the warfare has been intense, but help them believe in the supernatural God, that if they believe that you can heal them, they will be healed according to your word, that they believe that they can be rich and prosperous in every area of life, that you will bring it to pass. If they believe that they will do great exploits for your kingdom in this earth realm, and they believe, you said, be it unto us according to our faith.
Yes.
Paul perceived that this man had the faith, and that man already had the ability to walk. That means some things are in us potentially. The possibility, the potential is there in under every person under the sound of our voice. No matter how many times they failed, no matter how many times they've fallen, no matter how many times they made mistakes and mishaps, it doesn't matter. Your grace.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Pastor, he said, my grace is sufficient.
My grace, yes.
Paul prayed again and again and again for God to remove that thorn. I don't know what the people of God are dealing with tonight, but sometimes God will give you the grace to handle that thing. So, Lord, I pray for peace over every life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I speak peace into every home tonight. Don't let worry worry you. Don't let trouble trouble you.
Yes, Lord.
Don't let problems problem you. Lord, you say we can add nothing to our lives by worrying. So help us to be at peace. Help us in the name of Jesus to pray instead of worrying. Help us to come to this prayer line and other encouraging, hallelujah, vehicles that we can do your assignment.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we thank you for New Creation Church.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for every member.
Thank you, Lord.
We speak over every family. We speak over every part, including this prayer line that's connected to New Creation Church. And we say, Lord, bless every part of our ministry. Bless every aspect of what we're trying to accomplish in the earth realm. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You say, God, what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And right now, I bind up sickness off of people right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy tonight. We believe you. We trust you, God. We surrender all. And we say, Lord, we believe the word that all things are going to work together for the good of those that love you tonight.
Yes, God. Yes.
Who have been called according to your purpose.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we give our families to you. Help us not to go by what we see. Sometimes our kids act like they done lost their natural minds, but we're not going to go by what we see. Like this man, we see and we perceive that our kids can do better, be better, have better. So, Lord, we give our children to you tonight. We give our spouses to you tonight. We give our problems and our troubles to you on this evening. You said, cast our cares upon you because you care for us. You said, all of us who are burdened, heavy laden, to come unto you and you will give us rest. Somebody needs to rest tonight.
Yes, 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 yes.
The book of Hebrews said there remaineth a rest, Pastor.
There remaineth a rest, yeah.
It said we got to mix this word with faith.
With faith, yes.
And I understand it's hard.
Yes.
I've been watching this political race, and sometimes I scratch my head, but I just pray. I put prayer on it.
Yes, Lord, yes.
We got to pray for our leaders of this great nation.
Yes, God.
We got to pray who's ever going to be the next president. Sometimes it don't even matter, but we got to pray who's ever in office.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We got to pray for the local government and the federal government, state government. We got to pray for the assemblymen, for the congressmen, for the mayors, for the governors. We got to pray in the name of Jesus for the councilmen. We got to pray for our law enforcement, for our military. We got to pray without ceasing, people of God. So, Lord, I thank God for every person who's an intercessor every Tuesday night, who counted not robbery to come and sacrifice this hour. You said, could you not pray for me for 1 hour? So we are grateful for everyone who comes faithfully every Tuesday. So as my wife continues to pray, as we open up the phone lines later, Lord, have mercy on every life represented tonight.
Lord,
cover their children. Cover their possessions, their investments. Give them a mindset, the mind of Christ. Enlighten them with wisdom from on high in the name of Jesus. Touch every life in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Touch every life, God. Touch every life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch every life on this prayer line, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what the needs are, Lord. You know, oh God, what the petitions are, even those that won't come and pray, even those that do come, Father God, with a prayer request, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will meet every need. Father God, we ask that you will encourage and discourage on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you will wipe every tear from every face, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will take away the pain, God, that you will take away the discomfort. We ask, oh Lord, hallelujah, that you will continue to show yourself mighty in the lives of your people.
Yes.
Lord, you said in your word, I know the plans that I have for you.
No.
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
Right.
Plans to give you a hope and a future. Lord, let your people continue, oh God, to have that hope in their future, the future, oh God, that you already called out for us.
Right.
Since before the very foundations of this earth, oh God, since the beginning of time, oh God. Lord, you already know the beginning from the end. You already know the ending from the beginning, God. You know every hair on our head, God. You know the way that we take, God. You know, Lord, hallelujah, what we were going to walk through and what we're walking through on today, God. You know every secret, God. You know every, Father God, every fear. You know every, hallelujah, bit of anticipation that your people may be facing on today, God. You know every heartache, oh God, every trouble. Lord, so we come to you, oh God. We run to you, oh God. We run to the rock that is higher than us, oh God. Knowing, Lord, that you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. Lord, we believe in the supernatural on tonight. We believe in the supernatural on tonight, God. We believe that it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, oh God, that we have the victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed on Calvary, God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural change, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we're no longer the same. We thank you, Lord, that we're already new creations in Christ Jesus. We thank you that we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds, no longer conformed to the things of this world, but, Lord, being made that new creation in you, Father God, knowing your good and perfect will, oh God, in the name of Jesus, surrendering. Committing and surrendering our lives to you, God. Lord, we give ourselves away to you, God. We say, Lord, not our will, but let your will be done. We surrender ourselves, God. Take away pride.
Come on.
Take away fear. Take away frustration. Take away doubt.
Take it away.
Take away discouragement,
take away.
God. Take away lack.
Take it away.
Take away, oh God, anything that's puffed up, oh God, in your sight, God. Take away, oh God, anything of the flesh. Father God, help us, Father God, to annihilate the flesh. Help us to put our flesh under. Help us to submit ourselves to your will, God. Lord, you don't want us to be saved and sinners, oh God. You want us, Father God, that's actually an oxymoron in the supernatural, God. You want us to be submitted and surrendered, oh God, giving our lives over to you, God. Help us to surrender all. Lord, we surrender all tonight. We surrender our will for your will. We surrender our way for your way. Like Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not our will, God, but let your will be done. Lord, we know it's hard. It's hard for some, oh God. And if you be willing, take away the cup, oh God. But not our will, oh God. Not our will, God. But let your will be done. Lord, we will not quit, oh God. We will not throw in the towel. We will not give up, oh God. We will not look to the left or to the right, God. But we will keep our eyes stayed on Jesus. We will keep our minds fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We will run this race with faith. We will run this race with faith in the supernatural, not looking at what we see, oh God, but believing in what you have said, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we continue to press on with and upward, oh God, not having obtained it, oh God, but yet we press. We haven't arrived, but yet we press. Haven't gotten there yet, but yet we press, oh God. Haven't taken a hold of the prize, but yet we press, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, comfort every discouraged heart on tonight. Give joy for our mourning, oh God. Give laughter for weeping, oh God. Give faith for discouragement and doubt, God. Father God, stir up the embers of our faith, oh God. Let us believe again, God. Let us run to you again, God. Let us pick up the baton and run with it, God. Let us run in the supernatural realm, God. Let us step out of the natural and slip into the supernatural, not believing what by sight. The just shall walk by faith. The just shall walk by faith. My God, you said in your word that the just shall live by faith, oh God. So we live by faith and not by sight. We don't go by what we see. We don't live by bread alone, oh my God, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. We believe in your word, God. Thank you for your word, God, finding a place within each and every person on this prayer line, God. Thank you for your word, God, which brings life. Thank you for your word, which brings light, oh God. Thank you for your word, oh God, which brings hope, oh God. Thank you for your word, oh God, which brings faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, Lord, thank you for your word that Pastor Anthony brought forth on tonight.
Jesus.
To stir up our faith. So, Lord, we pray for this United States of America.
That's our country.
Mama, Lord, we pray that you would touch this country, God. We bind up racism.
Yes.
We bind up hatred.
Yes.
We bind up, my God, hallelujah, that spirit of violence. We bind up that spirit of murder. We bind up the spirit of people going in and shooting and stabbing and killing. killing, my God, in the name of Jesus. We cast out that demonic spirit right now. We say, peace be still to this nation. We say, peace be still to ISIS. We say, peace be still to terrorism. We say, peace be still to racism. We say, peace be still to classism. We say, peace be still, my God, hallelujah, to hatred and division and discord in the name of Jesus. And we speak hope and healing
over every family,
over every life, over every family, not just on this prayer line, but especially on this prayer line, and then those in the United States of America. Lord, you know what's going on with this election. You already know who's going to win, God. But we pray, Father God, for your will to be done. We pray, Father God, for your person to sit in that seat at the end of this election at the end of this election process, oh God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for, Father God, the best person for this country, God, for the well-being of this country to have that seat. The heart of the king is in your hand, God. So we pray for Hillary Clinton, and we pray for Donald Trump, and we pray for their VP selections, and we pray for the cabinet, and we pray, Father God, for the councilmen and councilwomen, and we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for the House, and we pray, oh God, for the White House, and we pray, God, for President Obama, and we pray for his wife, and we pray, oh God, for those who are already in office. And Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will move the heart of those who are in position now, and move the heart of those who are coming to be in position, God, and step out, Father God, step out, Father God, the spirit of the Antichrist. Step out the spirit of the Antichrist. Step out the spirit of the Antichrist. Step it out. We bind up the spirit of the Antichrist, and we loose your Holy Ghost in the White House. We loose the spirit of the Holy Ghost in the White House. We loose your spirit in the White House, in Jesus' mighty name, God. And even as we open up this prayer line, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, the local assembly. We pray for Hillside. We pray for this prayer line. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for ordaining us as pastors. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us, Father God, to lead such a great people. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for using us to make a difference in the lives of everyone that crosses the threshold of that church. We thank you, Lord, for using us to make an impact on the lives of everyone that comes to this prayer line. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, God. And Lord, we say continue to help us, continue to lead us, continue to direct us, continue to protect us, continue to guide us, continue to teach us, continue to speak to us, and continue to speak through us, continue to use us mightily at the local assembly and on this prayer line, God. And at the end of this time, God, after it's all said and done, we put a hedge of protection over every life. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life on this prayer line. We plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood that covers, the blood that heals, the blood that protects, the blood that saves, the blood that delivers, the blood that transforms, the blood that prospers, the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life, the blood that brings joy, the blood that brings peace, the blood that brings prosperity, the blood of Jesus that brings the direction, the blood of Jesus that brings transformation. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life on this prayer line, over every life in the local assembly in Hillside. We plead the blood of Jesus over your families. We plead the blood of Jesus over your finances. We plead the blood of Jesus over your marriages. We plead the blood of Jesus that will never lose his power. The blood of Jesus, the blood covers, the blood of Jesus, that every your life, has to pass over your home, has to pass over your family. We plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family and over every family at New Creation Christian Ministries, the local assembly. We plead the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And it is so. And Lord, we thank you for answered prayers, because you said if we pray anything according to your will, that you hear us.
That's right.
And that you will give us those things for which we have prayed.
Amen.
So we stand on your word, God, and we believe you, and we trust you, oh God.
Amen.
And we receive the blessings and the release to the answer to this prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, God. We thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Go ahead and worship God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, oh God. You are worthy, God. Come on, come on. Open your mouth and give God some praise right where you are. Just take a praise break before we open the lines. Go ahead and take a praise break. We can't hear you, but God can hear you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, I glorify your name. Somebody help me praise him. Lord, I give you the glory. I give you the honor, God. I worship you, oh God. If I had 10,000 tongues, oh Lord, I couldn't praise you enough, oh God. I open my mouth and I give you the sacrifice of the utterance of my lips, oh God, in the name of Jesus. From a humble, bowed down heart, oh God, I praise you. From a grateful heart, oh God, we praise you. From a thankful heart, we praise you. From an expectant heart, we praise you. From a heart that believes in the supernatural, we praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Oh.
Of the praise.
Oh. 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 We praise you, God. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to praise. I got to praise, and I got to get it out. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hey, I got to praise. I got to praise, and I got to get it out. Dun, 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 dun. My God, I got to praise. I praise God. I worship God for sparing the life of my daughter, of my niece, of my sister, of my nephew, my God, of all of my loved ones, my God, who had a party on this weekend, and God spared their lives. Two bullets were shot. Gunshots went out. My niece was shot, my God. My brother-in-law was shot, my God. Hallelujah, but they are still yet in the land of the living, and I praise God with a loud voice. Hallelujah. I praise God for sparing their lives, my God. I praise God. Hallelujah, that they're okay, that they're home, that they're not in the hospital, that they're not crippled, that they're not dead, my God. I praise God. Hallelujah. I worship the Lord. I magnify his name, that they're not maimed, that they can walk, that their faces, my niece was shot in the face, my God, but she still has her beautiful face, my God. Hallelujah. God is worthy, church. He's worthy. He will protect us. He will protect you. He sends his angels all around you, my God, to protect you from the hand, oh my God, of the devil. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against you can prosper. I said no weapon formed against you can prosper. Ooh, glory. I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to open the phone lines. Hallelujah. And we're going to take some calls. I'm praising God today. I'm excited. I got a new fire. I got a new zeal. My God. And I am excited. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor, go ahead. I can't contain myself. Go ahead and take the call, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name.
We thank God for you tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
813. We thank God for you. You're on the air. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am.
Hallelujah.
I know I have been absent, but I have not been absent. I have listened. But I have. The Lord has touched me in such a way. First of all, I want you to know that on the week of from the 11th to the 15th, I was attending BBC. I volunteered. We had 150 kids, and 73 kids give their life to Jesus. So that's a praise report. Yes.
Hallelujah.
It was just an amazing, amazing BBC. Now, I'm involved with the church over here. Finally, Lord, I found it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, on Tuesdays in the morning, I go to prayer group. So I've been going to prayer group, and I've been being a good girl, okay? But
amen.
I got to tell you this. I got to tell you this. This is amazing. On the 22nd of this month, I got up. And I was feeling, I was under attack. I really felt, I had never felt that way. I was anguished. I was sad. I had no energy. My head was hurting. My whole body ached. And I did everything I could. I took a hot shower thinking this is going to take it away. I ate something. This is going to take it away. Well, no. I was unfocused. And I started praising the Lord. I started praying. And I started, first of all, my sister gave me this a long time ago, and I have it on my refrigerator. It's Psalm 90, 14 through 17, and it says, give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Let us see your miracles again. Let our children see glorious things, the kind you used to do, and let the Lord our God favor us and give us success. May he give permanence to all we do. And I prayed that, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I asked the Lord. I anointed myself because there was nobody here to anoint me. And I sang praises to the Lord, and I tell you, within 45 minutes, that whole feeling was gone. It was gone. But not only that, I have been praying, you know, for my family's unity. And I might, you know, that two of my daughters were not speaking to me well. My oldest daughter this morning sent me a text. She sent me a whole post about forgiveness and love. And she told me, Mom, I miss you. I love you. So God answers prayer. God answers prayer. And I am evidence. I mean, even though, you know, I got distressed and everything, I knew that the Lord would answer prayer. I totally believe in the Lord. And so I listen because it says in the Word, he says to be silent and listen. So that's what I was also trying to do, to listen to the Lord. So I would not say things that I shouldn't because I didn't want to block the blessings. And I praise your holy name. And he's still working in progress. He's just doing it. And he is going to bring my whole family together. Pastor Rebecca, you have told me. And I praise the holy name of God, Jesus. And I thank God for you and Pastor Anthony for everything, the encouragements from Carmen, from Maria. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I know that the Lord works, but sometimes I just need it to be lifted up. And so I know, you know, I felt that the presence of the Lord, I really have. So that was what I had to say, my praise report.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That is a wonderful praise report.
Hallelujah.
And as you,
the Lord.
As you said, you came back with great news of almost 75 kids giving their life to Christ.
My God.
Amen. The kingdom of God is well, and our kingdom family is growing.
Yes, God.
You're being used by God in that Florida area. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God that you have connected with some ministries down there that's doing the work of the Lord. And the blessings of your personal family. Seeing the manifestation and the fruit of your own prayers for your children and your grandchildren. Yes, that is wonderful news.
Powerful, powerful.
Amen.
Testimony.
Amen.
God's goodness. God's faithfulness.
My God.
A supernatural God.
Yes.
That only God could do. Only God could move the heart of your daughter to even have her call you and send you that peace or forgiveness and say, Mommy, I love you and I miss you. That is a beautiful, beautiful testimony.
And Pastor, we're talking about the supernatural tonight.
Yes.
Now,
even the spiritual attack.
45 years old, but that God is just working in her. He really is.
Amen.
So.
Yes. It's never too late. His timing is perfect. But even from, as you talked about the attack against your body and not being yourself, spiritually God healed you as you went to the Word, as you shook yourself loose in the Spirit.
Yes.
Like you said, it wasn't medicine. It wasn't the shower. You didn't go to the hospital.
No.
God supernaturally changed the state of your being.
Yes, he did. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, who has helped me in this situation all along now. It's your prayers and your love and all your encouraging words. And I give the praise and glory to God, and I thank him for you, for you both.
Yes.
So let us pray before we go.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for
Sister
Miriam.
And
as she said, Maria and Carmen, all of those who encourage her, her friends, her family, even the new church affiliation that she's a part of. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to surround her with good people, good godly voices, even as she ministers to the young people and winning souls for your kingdom. I thank you that her life can continue to be a witness, as she said, her daughter's 45.
Yes.
To all of her children,
yes.
Let her stay true. And as Pastor Rebecca said, let her run her race of faith to the very end.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, no weapon against Sister Mary will prosper.
Thank you,
I thank you that you'll continue to give her joy, that you'll continue to keep happiness in her life.
Yes, God.
That, Lord, her children and her family will become stronger than ever, that they love and they care for one another would increase in every area. So, Lord, we thank you for answering her prayers.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for ministering to her, even the personal things that she needs from you personally, that she don't share with other people. Lord, help her in her time of need. So I thank you for her life. Extend her years and, Lord, continue to use her daily to bring your name glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God is just so awesome. My sister, we had not spoken. She wasn't talking to me for like 2 years. And more than that, probably maybe about 4 years. And we started talking when I went to Florida. We both stayed at mom's house, and we had a wonderful time with my mother. We had a beautiful time. We said, I love you every morning. We said, I love you every night. We hugged. We enjoyed each other. We laughed. And last week, she came to our church. She came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Sister Miriam, God says, if you believe, keep believing in the supernatural. And for everybody listening, God says, if you keep believing in the supernatural, you will see miracles.
You will experience
miracles. She came to the church with my brother who was visiting last week from North Carolina, and she loved, I preach. And after the service, she came to me and she said, I want to be baptized. Amen. Hallelujah. So I will be baptized in her pastor and I. My mother didn't even know. She's hearing this for the first time on the line. Mother May is here. And I know her heart is rejoicing because we will be baptizing her in a couple of weeks. So we might just wait. We might wait until mommy can come up and see that for herself. But we are so excited about what God is. It's a miracle.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you,
what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him.
What a mighty God we serve. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Woo! I feel God. Jesus. So you keep praising him and you keep believing in the supernatural, and God's going to continue to shower you with miracles, blessings from heaven. He's going to continue to manifest the word that he has spoken over your life through myself, Pastor Anthony, and other prayer warriors that have spoken God's word over your life. It shall come to pass.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So we're praising God with you. Good to hear from you. Thank you so much for that praise report.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. And Father God, we thank you for Sister Miriam's daughter, the one that contacted her. Father, we ask that you continue to touch her, continue to move her heart. Lord, we know you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun. So we thank you, Lord, for this reconciliation, the spirit, the ministry of reconciliation between Sister Miriam and her daughter. And continue, Lord, to do what you have already begun and what you have already ordained since before the beginning of time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to take another call. We're going to take 321.
God bless you.
Amen.
Pastor and prophetess.
Yes, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Prophet Anthony?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you, sir? God bless you.
I'm doing well. I just wanted to share, amen, a testimony, amen, what God is unfolding upon us, me and my family. As you know, the Lord had opened a door for us on Valentine's Day of this year, from homelessness to an apartment. And a while back, me and my wife, we had she had applied for a program, a Section 8 program, you know, a HUD, you know, and we forgot all about it. But on her birthday of July the 7th, her birthday, we had an appointment, and they granted us a housing assistance, the way they're going to pay our monthly expenses, you know, our rent. And so they granted us that. So we went out looking for a house, looking, you know, riding around, you know, not wasting gas, but just exhausting gas trying to find, because we know, you know, that this door here at the apartment was closing. And you know, we have to transition out of here on the first, or have our furniture and things, and, you know, and then, you know, and it was a bittersweet thing, because I'm like, Lord, I thank God for the doors opening, and, you know, I was like, but it's, you know, this transition and going from place to place. I said, Lord, I feel like the children of Israel. He said, yes, you do feel, because I'm positioning you to your promised land. He said, I'm positioning you into the promised land, so you have to begin to flow with me. You know, it's just like you got to begin to walk with me. So long story short, we was looking, and my wife found a house on Craigslist. And she said, you know, I like that house. So we was in the facility where the house was. We went and looked at it, and it was a brand new home, you know, gated community. And so we had called the landlord, and he was a young military man, and, you know, he was very nice, and I talked to him, and then the Lord had me to begin to tap into his life. You know, some things was going on in his marriage and things of that nature with his wife. And so I began to pray and tap, at, you know, what the Lord had me to say. And the man began to cry and you know, and just, and begin to embrace. He was a believer in God. And you know, and he's in the year, he confirmed everything, you know, that God had me to say. And he made a scheduled appointment for us to come to the house. So we walked in the house. He showed us the house. The house was built in December of 2015. And he said he bought this house, and he was like, Lord, then he got his orders to where he's going to be moving to the state of Colorado. And he was like, Lord, I bought this land out, and it's not even my house. He said, well, God, I want to help a family. He said, I want to help a family. Lord, send a family so that I could be able to help. And he said, you are that family. He said, I prayed for y'all.
My God.
I prayed for y'all. He said, you're the family. And so we sat there and we talked. And then long story short, he's moving us in. He didn't even want a lot of paperwork or nothing. He said, I'm gonna pay y'all. He said, when the government cut the check to me, I'm gonna give it to y'all to get y'all on y'all feet. I'm gonna help y'all get y'all on y'all feet.
Oh my God.
Lord. I said, my God, when does a landlord, I have never heard, I've been testifying, when does a landlord say he's going to pay you the money staying in his home to help you out? He said, Anthony, I really don't need the money. I want to be a blessing. And then once you get on your feet, you can resume payment, you know, of the portion that you got to pay to cover what the program won't cover. But he said, you're the people. So, my God, a brand new home. Brand new home, y'all.
My God.
My God.
Brand new home.
Lord.
And so, you know, from a storm, so, you know, the enemy. So, you know, the enemy been trying to come, you know, that's why I had to call on another phone, because my phone, it went blank and everything. But, you know, I'm looking past the devil. I give him no glory, because God is doing some things, amen, in my life. And I just testify, amen, that I see the recovery of the Lord. I see the crossing over of the Lord in my life. Through all of what I've been through, the ups and downs, I'm seeing where God is taking me to the place of flowing with milk and honey. And I just want to testify to people. I'm telling you that my God, it don't matter how I'm still in awe of this whole situation. I'm still in awe with this situation. He said, you're the family I've been praying for. Oh my God, y'all. I don't know. God is so tremendously wonderfully, y'all. Amen. And so that's why I was praying before y'all. Just keep us in prayer, amen, as well, because he's still going through some things with his wife, and he's trying to help us as much as he can. And we don't want the enemy to get in. And so we're still needing God to do some things financially for us, amen, because as you know, and I'm not working on a full-time job. I have a ministry friend that he allows me to come and work on his job, and he gives me part-time. You know, I work part-time, but it's not a thing. So continue. I know God is going to continue to do what he's doing, amen. So I'm just excited to see what God is doing. And I'm telling you, I'm just woman and man of God, God is blowing my mind. He's blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And Prophet Anthony, it's amazing, because as we are supernatural beings, we are that new creation in Christ.
Jesus.
People don't understand, and the world can't comprehend why we praise him when things are going right, and we continue to praise him when things are going wrong.
Mm.
It confused the mind of the enemy. And you continued to praise God, whether you guys were up or whether you guys were down. And now God is honoring you as you have remained faithful to him.
Yes.
And supernaturally, he moved the heart of that landlord, gave you guys a brand new home of dwelling. No longer will you be in the tabernacle. He has planted you guys, and this is going to be your home and your permanent place of residence.
Ooh.
He's a supernatural God who is blessing you and your family.
My God.
So thank you for that praise report. Somebody on this line needs to hear that no matter how bad the hardship gets, if we keep the faith, God will never let us down.
Never.
So let us pray. Father,
yes.
We thank you that you have opened doors
yes.
for this family.
Yes, God.
This father, this husband,
yes, Lord.
He's providing, he's protecting, he's a priest yes. of his home.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you, even as he, Father God, hallelujah, is there to lead his family in the things of God. I thank you that you are showing him, Lord, as he said, he don't even have the words to express
mm.
the attitude and gratitude and thanksgiving in his heart.
Mm.
So, Lord, I thank you as you have given them this natural blessing that as they look around that apartment, as they sit down and have fellowship and food together, as they play outside and meet their new neighbors, Lord, let them be reminded that you are a good God.
Mm.
You are a sovereign God.
Yes.
And more than anything, you are a faithful God.
Yes.
So I thank you, Lord, as you continue to use him as your manservant, as you continue to use him to be a voice in the earth realm. Bless their marriage.
Yes.
Continue to cover their children
yes,
as they meet new friends and go to the new school this year.
Thank
so, Lord, continue to bless him, even giving him permanent employment.
Yes, Lord.
Permanent
yes,
employment
Lord.
That would supplement the Section 8 or the assisted rental program. So, Lord, let all things work for his good. So we pray for a smooth transition. We pray for no mishaps. We pray for no interference, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we bind up any distraction. We bind up any trap or any plot of the enemy. And we thank you for this blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, my brother, we're going to continue to praise with you and your family. That is such good news. And keep us updated as you guys move in. I already see the move-in truck coming from point A to point B,
mm-hmm.
and you guys got the key to your new residence.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy the transition. Amen.
Wow.
Hey.
And this is
hey.
This is a supernatural move. The landlord, the God said, you are those people. You are the people.
You are the people.
My God, you are the people. You are the chosen. You talked about feeling like the Israelites. God brought them to the promised land. God brought them to the place of overflow. And God says, you are the people. It's not going to run out. Don't even think. God says, I got so much coming. It's overflow. It's not going to run out. It's not going to stop. God says, I'm not going to stop until I bring you to that place, your place, where I'm taking you to. And this, my God, I don't even know, but this guy might give you this house. God might move it upon his heart to say, look, give him the house. So we don't know what God is up to. He said, I built this house. This is not even my house. He said it out of his own mouth.
We never know. God does exceeding abundantly. So keep us updated because as Pastor just prophesied, this better is coming.
You guys are possessing the land. You are possessing the land. Keep moving with God. Every place that your feet shall trod, God is going to give you the land. And it may be for a season, but we don't know what God is doing. But God says you shall possess the land.
Amen.
My God. My God,
we're going to continue to celebrate.
Your house, prophet.
We're going to continue to celebrate with you, and please call us back with the spiritual updates and more praise reports. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I shall do that. Amen. And I receive it in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
What a
in the
blessing.
Name of Jesus. God bless you, prophet. Give Aisha our love.
I shall. God bless you too. God bless you too, woman of God and man of God.
Amen. Amen. Be blessed.
That reminds me of when we went looking for our first church, and the landlord said, I've been praying for y'all to come. I prayed for a church to come, and we didn't have to go through any red tape, and he just gave us the keys. No credit check, nothing. And he just gave us the keys to that facility. And we were there for, 7 years?
That's just like God. Like he said, they didn't even think about it. It was an unexpected blessing that they forgot about. But God's timing is perfect.
And I just want to, We're going to take another call. But I just want to pronounce that over this prayer line. that there are some people praying for y'all. There are some people praying for you to come so that they can bless you. Oh, my God. There are people praying to meet you so that they can bless you.
Amen.
God has benefactors lined up to be a blessing in your life.
Oh,
my God,
right.
Somebody better receive that on tonight. It's a supernatural move. You don't have to figure it out because God has already worked it out in the name of Jesus.
I received that for myself.
Hallelujah.
We just go.
It's 919.
Everyone just hang in there. Hold on. We're going to get to every caller tonight. 919. We thank God for you.
Jam Pat.
Hey, Pastor.
919.
This is Michelle. How are you?
Amen. We're doing well. God bless you.
God bless you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Michelle.
Michelle Whitaker?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
I called in for prayer, but I was up here from the beginning, and I just thank God for you guys and the things that you guys were speaking. And for some reason, I don't know, but God was really dealing with me on how this program is such a blessing. And, you know, I just, it may not be much, but I want to pay for your blog talk for a month, you know, because what you guys are doing is really needed. And even with the gentleman, what he was saying, you know, the guy that was before me, I just thank God for his testimony as well and what God is doing in his life. But I just ask that you guys pray for me because I'm believing in God for some things in my life, and I just ask God to move on my behalf, you know.
Well, we thank God, amen, as you plant that seed into the ministry, let us pray. Father, I thank you even for moving the heart of this woman of God to be a blessing to me and my wife and the New Creation Ministry through Blog Talk Radio. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, even as her heart has gone toward this way, that you will bless her heart. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of. You know her earnest prayer. You know, Father God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you that you would minister to her mind, her heart, and her spirit on this evening. Father God, even as my wife said, there's an unexpected blessing coming her way.
Yes,
let her continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and she's going to bump into the blessing.
Yes,
so, Lord,
God,
encourage her heart in the name of Jesus. We bind up any discouragement. We bind up, hallelujah, anything that's trying to, Father God, get her distracted in this season. So I thank you, Lord, as you increase her faith, that increase is coming to her in every area of life. So I thank you, Lord, that you will strengthen her spiritually, that, Father God, that your mind, you will regulate her thoughts, and, Father God, you would renew her spirit even in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for a refreshing. I feel the Holy Ghost. I thank you for a refreshing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That your spirit will be like a wind blowing over her, and, Lord, that she will feel your presence like never before.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God,
and Father God, even the warfare that may be intense sometimes, the warfare that, Father God, that may try to be escalating, that, hallelujah, you said our enemies will come, but they will stumble and fall.
Oh,
so I thank you, glory be to God, that she would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is the strength of her life. Whom shall she fear?
Yes, God.
The Lord, glory be to God.
Yes, God.
Whom shall she be afraid of?
Yes,
so you have not given her the spirit of fear.
Yes, Lord.
We bind up doubt. We bind up
Lord.
Unbelief.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bind up anything, even trying to, that spirit of double-mindedness. Father God, set her mind like flint.
My God.
On what you have already shown her.
Jesus.
You spoke to her directly. You gave her revelation from on high.
Hallelujah.
So let her not be moved by what she see or how she feel.
Yes, God.
And I thank you for the blessing that you'll give her as she remains faithful in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And yeah, and that's what the Lord showed me. That the Lord showed me that the battle has distracted you. Hallelujah. And even as Pastor was praying, I saw a web of deception and a web of distraction. And God says that web has been sent against you to get you into a spirit of confusion, to get you off track. My God, hallelujah. And the Lord says, I will have you to go back to remember what I first said to you when I called you into ministry. Hallelujah. God says, I have given you very specific directions pertaining to your assignment. And God says, I need you to go back and revisit the vision and begin to do and be obedient to the directive that I gave you. My God, hallelujah. These battles that you've been fighting are not yours, says God, but they are mine. Hallelujah. They are coming against my glory that I'm obtaining and I'm getting from your life. My God, hallelujah. And God says, you have stepped over into a wealthy place. The moment you said you were sowing, God said you stepped into a wealthy place. He said, because you are sowing into a wealthy place. My God, in the supernatural realm, this place is rich. My God, this is rich soil. And even as you sow, my God, God says blessings and abundance and prosperity and monies are being released back to you because of your obedience. Even as you spoke it, my God, God says something just broke, my God, in the spirit realm. There's been a breaking, my God, of poverty. There's been a breaking of lack. There's been a breaking, my God, of everything that was trying to keep you from obtaining what God has already promised you in the name of Jesus. So you just know that something happened in the supernatural realm on tonight, and God says go back. He wants you to go back and do what I told you to do in the first place.
Amen.
In the first place, my God, hallelujah. That's where the traveling has been. It's been over some things that I have not even assigned to you. My God, even you trying to prove a point, but God says you have nothing to prove but go back to what I told you to do in the first place. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you, prophetess. Hallelujah. And we thank God for your sowing, and we thank God for your connection to this prayer line and to Pastor Emily and myself.
Amen. Amen.
Bless
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
My God.
Well, what a blessing to want to see this broadcast go forward. We thank God for her on tonight. Take another call, or we're going to keep it moving. 770.
Stay with us.
Every caller, we're going to get to every caller. Just
do not.
Please be patient with us. We're going to get to you. 770, we thank God for you.
And I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I got to praise. I gotta praise and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise. Thank you, Jesus. A year ago today, I had to make a change and downsize from a home of 3 bedrooms to a 1-bedroom apartment. I didn't know how I was going to do it, how it was going to happen, where I was going to get all this help from, but God makes the impossible possible.
Amen.
And everything through God who gives me strength has taken me to where I'm at now. And I thank God so much because everything just ran real smooth. Everything just ran really, really smooth. It was a smooth transition, and I feel like I've been here for years. I thank God that I may have downsized, but I have a lot to thank him
wow.
for.
No.
I have a lot because there's nothing that I need that he has not given me. Everything that he has given me, I have a nice apartment. I have a new home. I'm working even though I have pain. But you know what? He wakes me up every morning, and with pain and all, I still go to work. I put my 8 hours in with pain, and at the end of the day, I come home, and I thank God that I'm able still work, do my housework, go to church, walk, breathe, eat. There's nothing I could say but thank God. I have to thank God for everything that I have. I thank God for his hands on my son's life because I see his hands on my son's life.
Mm-hmm.
I see what he has done. I've seen that change. So I thank God for that too. And I thank God for a lot of things. It just could keep going on and on, on and on. Every day I thank him. And I pray to God that all of this mess that's going on in this world, that he... And I know that he will fix it. We just have to keep praying. But I do thank God from the bottom of my heart. I love him so much. And I know that he loves me because, you know what, I don't worry. And I know the battle is his. I leave it in his hands. And I don't even think about it. And you know what, as the time goes by, everything just comes to pass. And it's like, oh, what was all that worrying? Sometimes people worry a lot. When you shouldn't even be worried, just, you know, pray to God, have faith, and know that it will happen because everything will happen at his due time when he thinks it's right. So I just want to give thanks to God. I praise him every single day. And, I mean, there's not enough praising in the world. I mean, no matter what, I just got to just praise him for everything. I'm alive. That's the most important thing. I mean, there's people that don't get up in the morning because they have died overnight. Or even the priest that they stabbed the other day in church. That was like, you know, that's really something that it's just, I don't know, it's just something that's unbelievable. But thank God for having life because you don't know those people that are going through such a rough time. You know, you shouldn't really complain about anything. So I just got to give thanks to God. I mean, he's been too good to me for me to, you know, for me not to give him praise. So I thank God.
Yes.
I thank this prayer line. I thank all the prayers because prayers do work. I've seen it. I'm a witness. My prayers and prayers that I've said have taken us somewhere. So I do have a song, and it goes something like this. I don't have the music, but I just want to praise. I just want to thank God. Okay?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a little while longer, I want to pray. Can't get you off my mind, so I come to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. Many times I do forget every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know you're showing me. You are there when I am down and out. You are holding me. Your love is so amazing. Oh, it changed me. Here I am with all I have. Raise my hands to worship you. I want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for everything, for who you are. You cover me, you touch my heart. I want to say thank you. I could have died in my sin, but you saved me. Didn't have any hope at all. You gave me peace divine, strength to carry on. I should have been the one to pay, but instead you took my place. Amazing grace. It's more than just a song. Even though I don't deserve your love for me, you look beyond my faults, and you show me mercy. Here I am with all I have, raise my hands to worship you. I want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for everything, for who you are. You cover me, you touch my heart. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for the sun. Oh, Lord, thank you for the rain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for your love,
yes,
dear God.
Yes. Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you,
here
Lord.
I am with
thank
all I have.
Yes.
Raise my hands to worship you. I want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for everything, for who you are. You cover me. You touch my heart. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you
Hallelujah.
For loving us.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for
thank
your
you.
Grace, Lord. You
God.
Are an amazing God. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes,
you're so awesome,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank
Lord.
You. Hallelujah. Praise,
of course,
praise
yes,
your
Lord.
Name,
thank
dear Lord.
You,
thank you, Jesus. All glory and praises to the Lord, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Lord. That's
Jesus.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we praise
Lord.
You,
thank
God.
You.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
we praise you, Lord. Thank you for using Sister Maria,
God.
Hallelujah. To bring
Hallelujah,
forth song
Lord.
On this prayer
thank
line,
you,
God,
Jesus.
To bring your a presence into this
yes,
place, God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We anoint her vocal cords, God.
Thank
you, Lord,
Jesus.
For continuing
thank
to allow her to bring, Father God, forth sweet music, oh God,
thank
in the sanctuary,
Lord,
oh God.
Hallelujah,
Lord, we
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You so
Hallelujah,
Lord,
for a heart that's prayer
yes,
before
Jesus.
You, God.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord,
thank
for a heart
you, Lord.
Of gratitude.
Thank
we
yes,
thank you, Jesus,
thank
for
you,
what
Lord,
you've
Jesus.
Done in her life. Lord,
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For the
Hallelujah.
Praise before, oh God, that
thank
came forth,
Lord,
oh God,
Jesus.
Even
thank
of her transition into a smaller
thank
place,
you, Lord,
God.
Jesus.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, for
Hallelujah.
Keeping
Hallelujah.
Her, for healing
Hallelujah,
her, God.
Jesus.
Even allowing her to go to work,
no weapons
even she said with pain
possible,
in her body, God. But Lord,
thank
she
you,
still
Lord,
allowed
Jesus.
To work
thank
8 hours to do the praise,
thank
and she
Jesus
still got a praise
Lord.
On her lips, God.
Lord,
we thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Jesus.
We ask
thank
for total
you,
healing, God. Even
thank
as your anointing
you,
is permeating this atmosphere, God,
yes,
we ask
Hallelujah,
that you will touch
Jesus.
Her right now, God.
Lord,
lay
Lord,
your hands
Lord,
on her right
Lord,
now, God.
Lord,
in the
Lord,
name
God,
of Jesus,
Lord,
do a supernatural
Jesus.
Move, oh God. Touch her body, oh God. Touch that back area, God. Touch the back of her shoulders, God. Touch the hip area and the leg area, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, all the shooting pains, oh God.
Thank
let them
you.
Subside. We thank you for sweetness,
thank
God.
You, Jesus,
in
Lord,
you,
thank
oh Lord.
You.
In the, name
Jesus,
in the
name of
Jesus, are availing much, oh God.
Thank
and Lord,
you,
that he is coming
thank
soon,
you.
Father God, new, be that new creation, Father God, total
yes,
transformation,
Jesus.
Oh God,
Jesus.
Regeneration, oh God,
Lord.
In relationship with you,
you
oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, continue,
thank
oh God, to do a complete work, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
In Sister thank Maria's
you.
Life and in her
thank
son's
you,
life, God.
Yes,
Lord, we thank
yes,
you for giving
yes,
her the desires
yes,
of her heart, God.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, there's no
you.
Lack in her life. We
yes,
thank you, Lord,
Lord
that there's no
you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Nothing
thank
missing,
you,
nothing broken,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. In
Hallelujah.
Her life, oh God.
Thank
we thank you for a supernatural. supernatural moves in her life. We thank you for miraculous breakthroughs in her life.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine favor in her life, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to move and touch and deliver and heal and, Father God, protect and provide. Father God, hallelujah. Transform and, Father God, do what you do and do what you already done. Oh, my God. Because it is already done. In Jesus' mighty name. We pray.
Amen. All we have to do is be faithful, peace, and wait. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Woo.
Thank you for that song, and we so
thank you.
Praising God with you for your son doing well in the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
God bless
you both.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
God be the glory.
Amen.
I believe this is our final caller. We never know, but it's the 908 area code. 908. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
908.
908. Your line is open.
Might be a mistake.
Amen.
Hello.
We hear you. Yes. God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca. Hi, Pastor Anthony. This is Yvonne.
Hi, hello.
I was calling tonight because I was asking for a little bit of prayer about my job and me overcoming my head injury and just keeping me grounded. Been going through a lot of stuff, but I'm just trying to keep my focus, and it's been hard.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. We will pray for you now. This is Bonnie.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
Yes,
she,
God.
Father God,
yes.
Called to ask for
yes.
prayer in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Lord, she knows she cannot do
yes.
this without
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she's chronologically young in age, but, Lord, she knows that you can
my
help
God.
Her
Jesus.
Through this season in her life.
Jesus.
She said it
Jesus.
Becomes discouraging, but God, encourage her heart.
My God.
Yes, she's
my
in
God.
A hard
Lord.
Place. But, Lord, we know that you can handle it in the name of Jesus. Right now, speak to her spirit. I thank you for total healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as you touch her body, Lord, and make her well, I thank you that you will minister to her heart, her mind, and her spirit on tonight in the name of Jesus. Let this young lady, let this young woman enjoy life. Father God, give her the job and the kind of income that she's seeking. I thank you for gainful employment. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow her to have the kind of career and the kind of, Father God, life and lifestyle that you know that, Lord, that she can live in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that you would continue to give her good, godly friends, continue to put the right people around her in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you for the right managers and supervisors and co-workers, Lord, that would, Father God, hallelujah, make this next, Father God, this next place of employment fulfilling in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help her not to worry.
Yes.
Help her in the name of Jesus not to be fearful. Help her not to, hallelujah, doubt you, God, because you love her and she loves you. So, Lord, we pray her strength in the Lord.
Yes.
I said we pray her strength in you. So, Father God, you allowed her to go through what she's gone through. So, Lord, we know that if you allowed it, she can handle it. So, Lord, allow it to make her better. Allow it to make her stronger. Allow her to learn from this experience that she has just gone through. Give her greater wisdom. Give her greater understanding about life.
Yes,
give her, Father God, knowledge beyond her years in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I thank you for a supernatural impartation in this young lady's life.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for her mom and her brothers and her sisters.
Thank you,
I thank you in the name of Jesus that you would connect her with the right people in this season in her life. So, Lord, we give her to you.
Yes.
And we say, Lord, minister to her prayers toward you.
God.
We know that you're going to help.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, encourage your heart. You seem to be here.
God.
God.
You've caught every tear.
Yes, Lord.
You know every painful moment.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, I thank you that all things will work for her good.
Yes, God.
So help her to count it all joy.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
And Lord, I pray a prayer of healing over her right now, God. Lord, as you healed me so many years ago when I came to you, oh God, I ask that you would heal Vonnie, oh God. Heal her mind, her heart, her body, her soul, oh God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for doing a mighty work in her life. Lord, even as Pastor prayed for a supernatural impartation, I pray for a supernatural impartation in her life,
yeah.
God, that you will take away any empty places, that you will take away, Father God, any hurting places, oh God, that you will take away, Father God, anything, Father God, that's not like you. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for healing her, God. Heal her, deliver her, set her free from the bondage, oh God, that the devil has tried to send against her, oh God. And Lord, let her continue to grow closer and closer to you, oh God, because we know that you're her joy, and let her find joy in you. Let her find peace in you. Let her find breakthrough in you. Let her find love in you, God. You are that friend that sticks closer than a brother. So, Lord, as you healed me and delivered me so many years ago, Lord, I pray for this young woman. Lord, and I thank you. I know that you are no respecter of persons. And, Lord, I know it wasn't me, but it was you who did the work in my life. And I pray for her right now, God, that you will do for my sister what you have done for me, oh God. And, Lord, even in her relationships, that you will bring the right people, like Pastor Pray, even the right men around her, oh God. Let that husband find her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, a man of God, a man that honors you, that loves you, that will love her and honor her, oh God. So, Lord, I just thank you for everything that you're doing in her life. And, Lord, I speak supernaturally over her life, oh God, that everything is turning around for her good and everything is working for her good, and that your word that is being spoken on this prayer line, and that your prayer that was prayed by Pastor Anthony and prayed by myself and touched and agreed upon by the people here will not come back to you void, but it will prosper this young lady's life. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in Bonnie's life, and we thank you for the testimony, the praise report that's going to come back to this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Young lady, God has a mighty prayer for your life. God is a mighty prayer for your life. You just got to surrender. My God, you know, God did so much in my life, and he's just saying, I know you love me. He said, but I want you to go to another level, another dimension in me, and just run after me, like that woman with the issue of blood, like I did many years ago, and God will totally, totally transform your life, and you will have so many blessings that you won't even be able to count them. So God's got so many great things in store for you, and his word to you is surrender, surrender. Mm-hmm. Just say, God, I can't do this without you. I need to be in your house. I need to be in your face. I need to be on this prayer line. I'm looking for a supernatural move from a supernatural God. And if you do that, I guarantee you results. I guarantee you God will answer every prayer, because he said he would, not because I'm anybody or anything, but because God said, when you seek me like that, I will move mightily in your life. So expect, even through this prayer, even through your obedience and coming tonight, expect, I need you to go down from here, expecting God to move on your behalf. Amen?
Amen. Thank you,
amen.
Pastor.
So we love Pastor, and I love you, and we're praying for you, and we thank God for healing you and delivering you and everything and prospering you and everything that he's and growing you up in him, everything that he's doing, it is so. And we declare and decree it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I love you guys.
Amen. We love you too, precious.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, that's our last call for tonight. We encourage everybody to sow. Sister Michelle, Prophetess Michelle Whitaker wants to sow to the program. It's $39 a month. If anybody wants to match her, it's $39 a month for us to be here every Tuesday. Or you can sow any amount, but sow a thank you seed. Say, God, I thank you. Amen. I thank you for this prayer line. I want to keep it going. Amen. NCCMonline.org. NCCMonline.org. And just go ahead and donate. We'll be at the church on Sunday at 12:30. God is doing some wonderful things at New Creation. Amen. And we are excited about we're launching the women's ministry. We're launching the marriage ministry. We're launching the children's church, relaunching actually, because we've had these ministries in place, but the devil tried to come and take it away. And we want to make it available for the prayer line as well. So we're going to try for the women's ministry and the marriage ministry especially to do something where we could live stream so you guys could be a part of that because you are a part of the church. And we want to make it available to you all as well on Wednesday nights. Or you could go back and watch the archive. Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace. And serve our God. Mommy, I see you. I love you. Amen. And I'll see you soon. I will see you soon. I'm so looking forward to coming to Florida. So God bless you. Amen. Go in peace and serve our God.
Lift your worship.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be.
Everything I need is where.